The extraordinary power struggle at the Brisbane Broncos continues. The future of coach Wayne Bennett was splashed, as you saw, across the front and back pages of the Courier Mail today. This is a man who's been with the club for, 25 years, and he's bought them 6 premierships and maybe was a drop ball away from a 7th. What I find staggering is not that the club is thinking about potentially replacing Wayne Bennett. They're entitled to do that at the end of the next season. But the way this has all unfolded throughout the whole year, firstly, it was an open secret, really, that they were chasing Craig Bellamy before he re-signed with the Melbourne Storm. And then Anthony Seibold's name was in the mix, but he re-signed with South Sydney. The current situation where one of the greatest, if not the greatest coach the game has ever seen, is being treated with what looks like from the outside is a bit of contempt is stunning. Bennett fronted the media today, as he does before every game, the day before every game, knowing that he would be bombarded by questions about his future. He was bombarded and he answered them. Here's what he had to say.
The coaching merry-go-round's on. Can you tell us where you're at for 2020?
No, I can't do that. It's not my prerogative to do that, so you'll have to talk to the chairman or the CEO.
And I'll ask them, and they're not very forthcoming, but my understanding is that they rejected your offer in 2020. Have you been told that?
Well, as I said, you'll have to ask them. If they don't want to talk about it, well, I'm certainly not talking either. So.
Do you think you'll be coaching here in 2020?
That remains to be seen.
You don't sound very confident, mate.
I'm not unconfident. I'm just telling you that I'm not in a position where I can elaborate on my own future, so it's got to be someone else's call, and if the chairman and the CEO don't want to call, well, we'll just have to all wait.
When do you want to call, mate?
Well, me personally, I wish the speculation wasn't here and it all go away, but it won't go away until we make a decision here, so I understand that. I'm not sure if anyone else does, but I certainly do.
Do you want them to come out and say something to give clarity to the fans if no one
else? From a personal point of view, I do, because I have to come to this. I've got a compulsory come here 3 times a week, and I have to answer these questions all the time. They don't have to come to the meetings. They can avoid them, make no comments, all the other stuff that goes with their role. So, I'm the one that's facing the music.
Well, there you go. To me, that's embarrassing that a man of his stature of the game has to front the media. And you can tell there in that, can't you, that he's not happy, and nor should he be. And there was some comments there directed to the chairman and the CEO that, from Wayne there saying they don't have to front the media like I do. To me, that is embarrassing, the fact that a man of his status or anyone is forced to be put up in front of the media, knowing that this story and the timing of the story, the day before Wayne fronts, or the day of the, that Wayne fronts the media, tells me he's losing that power battle at the club between he. This is the way I see it, and I could be totally wrong, but the evidence, I think, supports my, my theory that he's losing this power battle between himself and the CEO and the chairman. How does a coach of his stature in the game and at that club find himself in the position where the stories are being written in the first place, but then written at a time that then within hours of the story being published, he has to front the media? Any other day of the week, Wayne doesn't have to front the media, but he does on today. Do you reckon that was coincidence? I don't. Regardless of how Wayne Bennett may or may not have treated players over the years or whatever people think about his private life, I think he deserves to be treated with a little bit more respect than he's being shown at the moment. If the Broncos want him to coach past 29, don't want him to coach past 2019 or want him to coach past 2019, say now. Get it out of the way. I think he deserves to be told what they want him to do or what they believe is the best interest of the club now, so he's not put in that embarrassing situation like he was today in front of media. I'm embarrassed for him. I just thought that was really, really tough, and he handled it pretty well, but you could hear in his voice that he wasn't happy. And I just think that is extremely embarrassing, and that he deserves, because of his stature in the game and what he's done for the club, I think he deserves more.